Welcome to the Well Community Church podcast. For more information on us and our mission to help people connect to God and to each other in every neighborhood, check us out at thewellcommunity.org or on our app, The Well Friends.
Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 through 10 says this, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not as a result of works, so that no one may boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand so that we would walk in them." And just one key thought I want to share with you from these verses tonight. It's simply this, is that first God works in us, and then God works through us. First God works in us, and then God works through us. He works in us, we're told here, through the work of Jesus, his sacrifice, his resurrection, and then other parts of the New Testament, of course, tell us his abiding presence through the Holy Spirit in our lives. God works in us. We're saved very clearly, it says here, we're saved by grace. That means we don't earn it, we don't deserve it, but God desires to give it to us, and that it is salvation. God wants to completely forgive you and me from our sins, past, present sins even we struggle with, and even amazingly future sins that we will commit. We are completely forgiven when we put our faith and trust in Christ. We have redemption, we have hope, we have eternal life. We were once dead in sin, earlier in Ephesians we're told, but we're made then alive in Christ. So through faith, that's trusting Jesus, that he got on the cross. He took my place. He took your place on the cross. He paid the price of our sin. He was indeed buried, and he did rise from the dead. As we put our faith in Jesus, that this is true, we're told here that when we trust in the truth of the gospel message, we're then saved from the wrath for sin, and we're saved completely through faith. It's faith in Christ alone. It's by grace alone, and it's nothing that we can do. There's no good work that we can do to earn our salvation, nor does God ask for that or require that. We simply trust in Christ. And then we're called, though, once we have Christ in us, we then are called to let God work through us. And we're told here that a key way that God works through us is through good works. So some have said we're saved to serve. We don't do good works for salvation, but because we are saved, we're then called to this life of good works. So God can then work his purposes out through us. And you know, this word here, workmanship, it's interesting. The Greek is actually the word poema, which that might sound a little familiar. It's where we get our English word poem from. And so, you know, as we think about this, there's a sense where God is, where God's poem. You know, I wrote a poem once, okay, in my life, and that's when I asked my bride, Chris, to marry me, Christine, she goes by Chris, 1995. And let me tell you, that was an act of love because I am no poet, okay? But to actually ask her to marry me, I put it in the form of a poem, and I worked hard on that poem. I prayed hard for that particular poem because I wanted it to be an expression of love, you know, and I guess it worked because she was crying. I don't know if it was like the thought of marrying me was making her cry or no, just, but you know, the thing is how much more then are you and I expressions of God's love? You see, he thought very hard. He worked very hard, if you will, when he created you and I in his image. He designed us, and he crafted us in love. And so then with Christ in us, we can then be an expression of God's love to this world that so desperately needs hope, this world that so desperately needs something different than what it sees and is confronted with every day in media and culture and whatever else it is. And how then do we declare the love of God to this world that so desperately needs hope? Well, we do declare it with our mouths, certainly, but we also declare it, we're told here, with our deeds, with good works. So it's not just our mouths, it's also with our lives and with our actions and with our good works. We were created to serve. Created, we're told here, in Christ for good works that he prepared in advance for us to do. He prepared this for us. In other words, our destiny, our purpose, it's just there. It's waiting for us to just walk in, and we start walking in that by what you heard some of the people up here saying. Man, I just took a step of faith. I didn't know what I was getting into. But man, look at the joy and look at the sense of God's power and presence they felt in their lives and they experienced in the lives of others, because you just say, I'm just going to start walking. I'm just going to start doing it. I'm going to serve others in the love of Christ. I'm going to try some things. I don't even know if I'm going to be good at it, but I'm going to step out and serve. In Christ, we are made alive. We are taken from the death of sin and into the life of Christ. And a big reason that happens is so that we can walk in good works. We're saved to serve. And let's recognize then also that God's purpose for us is an expression of God's heart for us. And the opportunity then to serve others is actually a gift from God, a gift of his grace, that we have that opportunity to serve. And when it says here that we would walk in them, the idea is that it sort of continues. It like never stops, you know, as Hal was saying, you know, even as we're seasoned, we can find ways to serve, and it's just an ongoing sort of lifetime process. It's not a, hey, it's a one-time event. When Serve Fresno comes, I'll serve, but no, it's an ongoing life. And that can be challenging because it's a battle and it can get tiring. And I think that's why Galatians 6:9 says, let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time, we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. I mean, it's hard just to get up for a one-time project, let alone make it a lifestyle of service. You know, my wife, Chris, and I, we have three sons, okay? And the oldest one, he just went off to his freshman year of college down at Cal Baptist University in Riverside, and he's coming back next week. But, you know, I remember when he was in junior high and high school and he was wrestling, that there was one day where I remember telling him in the morning, okay, I'm gonna be able to make it to your match today. And so it was a school I'd never been to, and I kind of got lost, and I was late. And when I finally arrived to the gym, round one had started, and he was in this battle with this other, you know, young man, and they were going back and forth, and he was looking tired. And I just was yelling, you know, come on, you know, I was just getting into it a little bit. And then all of a sudden in the third round, it looked like he got this surge of energy. He got the guy in like this pretty nasty chokehold, and like he won, you know, and it was like it was over. And I was talking to him afterwards, and I'm like, man, it looks like right at the end there, you got like this little burst of energy. I mean, you even left the guy like lying there. And first I was like, I hope the kid's all right, you know? And part of me's like, wow, that's my son, you know? And it's like, but the kid he was fine. Okay, he was good. But I said, what happened there? And he said, you know, I got this, actually what he said was, Dad, he stunk, you know, his armpit stunk, his breath stank, and I got sick of smelling it. So I said, this has to end, right? So, you know, we find motivation from different places. But then he said something else. He said something else that really, you know, just kind of hit me right here. And he said, Dad, you know, when the match started, I didn't see you. So I didn't know if you were there, but then I heard your voice and I knew you were there. And, you know, as we think about serving, man, it's not easy, right? I mean, we're busy. We're tired. We've got all kinds of stuff going on in our lives. We have financial problems. We have health problems. We have many, many responsibilities, and we never, never have enough time, and it's a battle. But you know, as we say, Lord, I'm not going to grow weary in doing good, we have God with us. We have his voice. The scriptures tell us that God is always with us, and we hear his voice through his word. We hear his voice through the whispers of his Holy Spirit. And you know what else God has given us is he has given us each other. And we can pray for each other, and we can encourage each other, and we can serve God together. We can do what Matthew 5:16 says, let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. Would you just join me for a word of prayer? Heavenly Father, we thank you that you showed us what it means to be a servant as we look at the life and the person of Jesus. We see one who said, the greatest will be the one who serves. And Lord, we don't want to boast in ourselves, but we want to boast in our master. We want to boast in the Lord Jesus Christ and the one work that saves us. We're so thankful that we've been redeemed. We've been bought with a price. We are loved and we have hope. And Lord, would you share with us your heart? I want to thank you for the stories we've heard and the stories that could be multiplied many times in this room of opportunities you've given us to serve, whether that's in the past or this week or opportunities that will come in the future. So help us to walk in the good works you've prepared in advance for us to do. In Christ's name, amen.
Thanks again for joining the Well Community Church podcast. Be sure to check out thewellcommunity.org or our app, The Well Fresno, for more information on us, ways to connect, service times, and locations.